Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia, that sounds great, what you had a chance to do. I'm so jealous that I did not get a chance to go with you to Rayburn County.
Well, I'm jealous you were in Barbados, but yes, it was an unforgettable experience.
Well, it definitely was. It definitely was. And I know that Tika Earnhardt, who is Executive Director of Rayburn County Tourism Development Authority, arranged everything so you could come and have this great, awesome time.
It was awesome. And, you know, you got to meet so many people from around the world. There's music and just lots of fun.
Well, yeah, you didn't get a chance to meet Tika, but we have her here on the phone with us today. So I want her to come on and tell us a little bit about, you know, this whole total solar eclipse event in Rayburn County. So, Tika, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, Olivia, thank you for being here. I'm sorry we didn't get to meet. And, Anita, I'm sorry you didn't get to come up, but that's all right. It gives you another excuse to come another time.
Well, hey, I want to come for the fall, and I want to hear all about fall activities. But first, tell me a little bit about what was it like to have so many people coming to Rayburn County to view the solar eclipse? That must have been fantastic.
It was absolutely phenomenal. You know, we're a small town. We're up in the mountains of Georgia. We're the furthest northeast corner of the mountains. And we do have our number, you know, our main industry is tourism. So we have a lot of tourists, but never to the magnitude of what we had of an influx on Monday, Sunday and Monday. That was quite interesting. And, you know, what everybody loves about the mountains is that there's not a lot of flat space. There's a lot of, you know, small winding roads that you get to drive around and look at all the vistas and overviews and different things. So it was definitely a challenge getting that many people and that many cars to our pretty piece of North Georgia.
I know. I heard the traffic was like really, really crazy, but everyone wanted to see it.
It was. And, you know, I'm glad that people didn't let that hinder them from coming. I think traffic was a nationwide issue. I don't think it was just us. I know there were parts of South Carolina I heard that 85 was just a gridlock. And, you know, places across the country, I mean, nobody is prepared for that number of people at one time. But I'm glad it didn't keep people from coming. At our event at Rabin Gap Nacoochee School, which is where Olivia was, we had the largest number of people congregated in one spot. We had we have not got exact totals yet, but we think we had somewhere between 1,500 and 11,000. 10,500 and 11,000 people.
Wow.
There, which was huge. We had sold tickets for 10,000, and then the additional folks included all of our EMS, our rescue, fire and rescue, our police, GBI, law, you know, all the different law enforcement, but it also involved all of our vendors. We had, you know, probably 200 different people working vendor booths as far as food, drinks, and then, of course, our video screens, but then we had about 200 volunteers. So we maxed out, we think, close to 11,000 people, which was an incredible sight on something, you know, such a small place.
Well, I can't wait to see some of the photos from it. I mean, it's just fantastic to know that Georgia was one of those special spots where you could see the total eclipse. So that was really fantastic. But now I missed.
It was, and we were barely one of those spots. It just barely grazed us. So we were very, very thankful that it just barely grazed our little piece of North Georgia. And so we decided we were going to maximize and take advantage of it the best that we could.
You certainly did, and you know, talking about traffic, I'd rather be stuck in traffic in the mountains than anywhere else because you can just stop and enjoy the scenery. And it really encouraged me to take some side roads, you know, so I got to see a lot more.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's what we tell people all the time. Thankfully, the event venue that we used was Rabin Gap Nacoochee School, and it literally sits on Highway 441, which is our main thoroughfare through the county. And so that definitely helped. It made traffic crazy, but it definitely helped as far as at least people knew where they were going. But what we tell people all the time is get off of Highway 441. All of our wonderful special things about Rabin County, very few of them are on Highway 441. We do have some, don't get me wrong. A lot of great places are there. But most of it, you have to get off and get on those two-lane windy roads and just really experience it and take advantage of it. And that's where you're going to find the real gems of our community.
Well, I know that people, you know all about, you know, the Georgia Mountains and some of the things to do, but let's remind them of some of the great things that they can come up to Rehoboth County and do, because I want to put some of these on my list since I miss, you know, the great solar event. I want to come up for the fall. So what do you have going
on? Wonderful. Well, we are the Farm-to-Table Capital of Georgia. In 2015, the State House of Representatives for Georgia, they designated Rehoboth County as the Farm-to-Table Capital. We have five Best Chefs America, which is very unprecedented for a community our size to have that many. Now, we don't have the most in any community, but for the size that we are, that's a huge percentage. We also have so many different farms that our farmers work for our local businesses or regional businesses. So the food is phenomenal. If you love to eat, we have that covered, definitely. We also have three vineyards and two distilleries that are also part of that farm-to-table movement, because they have locally grown grapes, or, you know, they have the corn from what they make their whiskey and different things. So we really push. It's not just a business motto. It's a way of life up here. It really is. That's really our claim, I guess, that people come up here for the food. It's just incredible. We have five lakes, three major lakes that a lot of people don't realize that we have. We have Lake Raven, Lake Burton, Lake Seed. Then we also have Black Rock Lake, Tallulah Lake. And, you know, that's pretty awesome to be able to have both the mountains and the water.
Yeah, that's really special. Because I know during the summer there's lots of river rafting and tubing.
Yes, the Chattooga River runs right through. It actually borders Georgia and South Carolina. That is our border, and the Chattooga River was designated a wild and scenic river back in 1970, and it is just a pristine, gorgeous lake that has some of the. If you're a whitewater rafter person, it has some pretty challenging things. Kayakers, if that's what you like, adventure. The Chattooga is definitely one you want to get on and experience. So we have, you know, so it's great that we have all the hiking, but we have the water as well. We have three state parks. There's only one other community in the country that can boast of having three state parks, and that place is up in Virginia. We have three, and they're all three are so different. The Tallulah Gorge State Park, which has the beautiful, beautiful gorge, you know, that you can walk around the rim, or you can actually go down in. Black Rock Mountain State Park is the highest state park in Georgia, and it is just, the views are just incredible. And then Moccasin Creek State Park is on Lake Burton, and the camping and the fishing is just incredible there. So we're very blessed to have all three that are very different, but they're, you know, but if you're an outdoors person, that is definitely the place to be.
Well, it definitely sounds like it, and I'm excited to come up. So, Tika, we're coming down to the end of this segment, so give us a website, because I know people are going to be so excited to hear all of these things that they can do just right up the road from us. So what's a great website?
Exactly. The best way to find out information and is go to explorerehoboth.com. And I'll tell you, make sure, Rehoboth, you don't put but one R, and it's the very first letter. A lot of people, especially locals, call it Rehoboth. And a lot of people are like, I can't find it. I can't find it. It's Rehoboth, R-A-B-U-N. So explorerehoboth.com. You'll find everything you need to know there.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of, I know, your busy, busy schedule, probably wrapping up from the solar eclipse and getting ready for fall. So thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
Thank you. We're so glad to be able to.
All right. Thank you, Tika. Now, you guys sit tight, because we're going to take a break right here. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And you can check them out, too, at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back in a moment with more great travel information.
We-